Hello and welcome to the Everyday Adventure Podcast. My name is Nikki Bass and I will be bringing you thoughts and ideas and hopefully some inspiration on how to build more adventure into your everyday life.
Today, I am really excited to welcome Heather Sharp, who is the founder of Forces Wives Challenge, which aims to inspire the partners of serving personnel either to participate in or to set up their own adventures. And I first came across Forces Wives Challenge, I think it was probably just over a year ago. And I'm not even sure how I came across. I think it was possibly through social media. And I just absolutely loved the idea. It resonated so much. I think partly in terms of often there can be a perception of partners or spouses of serving military that they're just there in support. They're sort of this old fashioned idea of keeping the home fires burning. And that absolutely did not chime with my experience of all the wonderful people I met whilst I was serving, who had their own careers, their own lives, they're incredibly talented, and also really enjoyed doing the sort of adventurous stuff that often people who are serving in the army enjoy too. So yeah, I wanted to get Heather on the show pretty much ever since I came up with the idea. So really thrilled to have her here. Heather, I guess my first question really is just asking, what inspired you to set up Forces Wives Challenge? Where did the idea come from?
What inspired me? So like yourself, I'm ex-military and I used to be in the regular army. And as you said, we got all those opportunities to travel the world, to go and try all these different adventurous activities, you know, sailing, climbing, skiing. Oh God, the list goes on of all these great opportunities you have in the military. And you know, the military really does generate this sense of this feeling of belonging, this camaraderie, this teamwork. And you really do feel part of a kind of a family, if you like. But when I got married and children came along, you know, we just really struggled to keep juggling it with us both ends. So we made the really difficult call for me to leave. So I was now a spouse, and I was looking at military life on the other side of the fence. And it was really, really tough. Deployments with young children. I was at home trying to juggle it all. And I just met the most incredible group of people who had sacrificed so much in support of the armed forces. And I just thought, you know, what can I do to give back to this community who do so much? And I decided that the one thing I could do was to organise a big adventure. So to give this community the opportunity to experience something that I had in the military. And so I set my heart on taking a team of Forces Wives to climb the highest volcano in the world. So it was in the remote Atacama Desert in Chile, just under 7,000 metres.
Gosh.
So, you know, if anyone's listening who's done a bit of mountaineering, they'll know that this is serious stuff and it's pretty high risk. But I absolutely set my heart on it and set about recruiting this team. I didn't know if anyone would want to join me, but you know, I set off with 12 incredible ladies, majority who didn't own a pair of walking boots 10 months before, had never climbed a mountain. And on International Women's Day last year, we flew the Forces Wives Challenge flag on top of the world's highest volcano.
So that's incredible.
A really special occasion. And you know, since then, our community is now nearly 600 strong, and we've done, you know, all sorts of challenges in the UK as well as abroad. So yeah, it's kind of really taken off, which is great.
And yeah, I love the fact that when you set your first challenge, it's like, how high are we going to set this bar?
Well, I just thought it needs to be something that, you know, really captures attention. You know, people are going to listen to that and think, whoa, okay, those women mean business. Yeah, it was, but I kind of encountered two types of people. One group of people said, this is insane. How can I help make this happen? And another group of people said, this is insane. I don't think you can do it. Why don't you try something a bit less? So I kind of ignored them and got the support from the other people.
I think that could probably apply to so many things that people take on. You've often got two camps of people like that. And I suppose, like you said, it's who you choose to listen to. So I can imagine it was probably, apart from the challenge of scaling an enormous volcano, I mean, there must have been quite a few challenges along the way. What have you found that I suppose maybe you didn't expect?
Oh, goodness. I mean, so many things. I think anyone who started something from a seed of an idea, you know, I had this idea. And it seemed so simple in my head, but the reality of what I had to overcome to actually get there was, if I knew it at the beginning, I wouldn't have done it. The idea that I wanted to take a team up the volcano, to do that, I then needed a concept, I needed a logo, I needed a brand, I needed a website, I needed social media, I needed, you know, all of this stuff I didn't have any experience of doing. You know, the only background I had was military. You know, I'd never been on Instagram. I'd never, you know, so I had to, you know, market this concept. I then needed to get funding. Like, I needed to get companies to back us. I needed to then pitch, which I'd never done before. Lots of presentations. And then also this actually kind of selecting of the team. So first of all, I had to recruit people to want to do it, sell it to them. But then also the training weekends. Organizing for military people to do an event is very different to civilians. Like, qualifications of guides you need, the risk management process, I mean, I could go on. And you know, none of this I thought about when I came up with the idea. But so I think, you know, for me, the most challenging aspect has been the emotional journey of absolute roller coaster of highs and lows. So many times that I've said, you know, I'm not, it's too much, I'm not going to keep going. But then something has always kept me going. Like, maybe it'd be one of the girls telling me that this was massively made a huge impact on their life, you know, friends that I've met along the way, or people who have absolutely believed in it. They believed in the concept and they believed in me. So I think I've so nearly given up so many times, and I keep on having those conversations even today. Something keeps me going, and yeah, so I think the emotional roller coaster has been the most challenging aspect.
Yeah, and I think that's probably something that, even if you haven't taken on quite such an enormous challenge as you have, that actually that relating to that feeling of, you know, when it gets really tough, going, actually, what am I doing? I've got so many other things going on in my life. Do I really need this? And how am I going to get through? I mean, I guess what do you find helps in those moments when you are sort of having a bit of a dip? I think you alluded to it a bit with the community side of things. Is there anything else that you sort of think, actually, that, you know, that's what helps get me through?
I think, you know, a bit of experience that it does always get better. So when I, you know, maybe it's to do with the finances, you know, it's always close to the wire to get the finances in, and I've got all this responsibility, you know, I've got 12 people, kind of so much responsibility to their safety, but also, you know, their hopes that they've signed up for this, that it's going to happen, and also all our supporters. And I think the day, it's just having faith that it will come good. And some days I would just shut my laptop and I'd always drag my trainers on and I'd go for a run, come in, you know, and the next day it would come good. It did. If you want something badly enough, it always does.
Finding a way through it, yeah. And like you said, just being able to sort of step away from it for a minute and go, right, I need to go and do something else, something for myself, and then come back into that. What's been the unexpected benefits that you found? So you had obviously this aim that you set out to do, but I guess along the way, have there been things that you came up and you think, I didn't expect to have happened, but that actually has meant as much in a way as the outcome itself?
Yeah, and I think for me, it's personally, it's been sort of huge personal development, like personal growth. I've learned so much about myself. Like, my self-awareness of what I'm good at, what I'm not good at, what I need to, you know, the team around me, what I need to get them to help me out with. But also, I think the main thing for me has been the people I've met. You know, the girls that, as you can imagine, at 7,000 meters, it's serious. Yeah. And what I, you know, the girls, the team I had around me were incredible. And, you know, since then, the people I've met on our other challenges, you know, Snowdon end of last year was the most fabulous challenge. All we did is walk up the tourist path. The weekend was just hilarious. We had the best time. But also my support, you know, the supporters of FWC, the ones who give their time to, you know, make sure that we're safe on the hills. My mentors. I think just I never expected this seed of an idea to really, I sort of touch so many people. There's so many of our community that have got a benefit from it, but also our supporters. Yeah, I just never really expected that to happen.
Yeah, no, it is. It's when, I guess, when you start seeing the impact it has on others, when you've sort of had it in your head and, you know, this is where I want to get to, but yeah, everyone's going to take their own journey with it too.
Yeah.
And like you said, that responsibility as well as of holding people's dreams and ideas of what they want to do and what they want to achieve there too. I think it, you know, it's a real privilege as well as being a responsibility too.
Yeah, definitely.
And I love that what you said about it's not necessary. I mean, it's amazing when you do the really big challenges, but also the little challenges that you're doing, or the challenges that maybe don't feel so intensely dangerous or outside of your comfort zone, but actually you get something different from those as well, that they bring as much, just in a sort of a different way.
Yeah, and I think it is that it's like Snowdon. We went away, you know, for two nights and we stayed in a bunkhouse and pretty much nobody knew each other, so they met each other stormy November evening in us in Snowdonia. You know, no one really knew what to expect. The weather was horrific and sort of we came away and yeah, the feedback was made me just realise this is why I'm doing it. You know, this is all the hours, this is why.
Amazing. So you've talked about some of the adventures you've done. Obviously, lockdown's got in the way of probably some of your plans, I would imagine. What have you got on the horizon? Is there something that that's coming up?
I'm so excited about the challenge. So like you said, we had so much planned this summer, honestly, like so many events planned. I was just about to announce like big, small, that I've been working hard all winter over. I suppose, you know, with anything, there's new opportunities and with the virtual Pony Fan event, I've no idea if it would take off, but what it did mean was that actually our community, our broader community, they could get involved. So our, you know, FWC members, that all their friends could get involved, all their family could get involved, and it made us realize that there's real, you know, appetite for this kind of thing. So we're actually doing an event that everyone can take part in. So please join us, anyone who's listening, called the FWC #10fortrees challenge. It's on the 11th of July and we're asking for people to run, walk, kayak, swim, any environmental means possible, 10 miles, and to donate £10 to the Woodland Trust. So we are, I've set ourselves a massive target of £10,000. And yeah, so we need lots of people to take part. But the reason we've done this is because, you know, the more you go on adventures, both near and far, the more you see of this incredible world we live in, and the more you realise that we have a responsibility to protect it. And anybody who loves adventure loves nature. And, you know, recently we've been finding nature on our back doorstep, on our local footpaths and in our gardens. And we've really taken the time to watch, to really notice, you know, the birds on the bird feeder, the bugs in the soil, the trees, the plants. And I just wanted desperately to fuse these two passions. So I'm trying to rally, you know, our community around this environmental challenge, if you like, and the whole month leading up to it. So we are posting about environmental issues and we've turned our logo green for the month before. We want to spread the word and get as many people as possible involved using the hashtag 10 for trees.
That's so exciting. What an amazing idea. And I think, like you said, that Yeah, well, there have been so many difficult things about being in lockdown and not being able to go to different places, how much more we appreciate those that are on our doorstep and actually having the time to be able to notice. And I know that's something I talk about a lot, actually, what can you do? You know, an adventure in itself can be just noticing how the leaves are changing, or noticing, you know, that when the wildlife starts sort of emerging after winter, and just that being present, and that can give you that same surge of excitement as, you know, some of the bigger adventures as well. So yeah, that's such a lovely idea. And like you said, that thing of how you get everybody involved as well.
Yeah, so, you know, you can divide the 10 miles up. So, you know, my mum's doing it, she's walking her dog for 5 miles, and she's with her friend who's going to walk his dog for 5 miles as well. And so they're teaming up because 10 miles was a bit much. But, you know, you can divide it up, you can swim it, or I don't know, whatever. Yeah, so really, really, really excited about this one. I mean, to be honest, I get very excited about all the challenges. But yeah, you just need to visit our website, Forces Wives Challenge, to sign up. There's no charge, but you then enter like a free raffle. We've got some great prizes there. And our donation, our Just Giving link is on there.
I think that's such a fantastic idea, and hopefully lots of people go and check it out on the website and join in as well. I wonder if this is something you came across as well, that when you were trying to get people involved, actually sometimes for people it can be really hard just to take that first step and start to think of themselves as somebody who can do these bigger adventures, or, you know, particularly if maybe they've seen their partner going off and doing them and maybe didn't feel like it was something that they had access to. What's the one bit of advice that you'd give someone if they're just starting out and thinking of, you know, maybe doing something a little bit more adventurous outside of their comfort zone? What would you advise them?
I think, you know, if you want something badly enough, anything is possible. I truly believe that, because there are always excuses for why we can't do things. You know, we're busy, we haven't got, you know, whatever it is. But if you want something badly enough, you will make it happen. And, you know, the girls who joined me on that first expedition, they, you know, they had husbands who were deployed, they had children who they needed to find childcare for, there were so many reasons why they could have given that this year wasn't the right year. They put in, you know, childcare options, then they had backup childcare options, then they, honestly, you'd be amazed what they did to make sure they were there. It just made me realise, you know, there's always, if you do want it badly enough, then you know, make it happen.
Yeah, no, that is wonderful piece of advice. Yeah, if you really want it, don't. There are always going to be obstacles. There's always going to be reasons why not. And I think I talked about that with one of my previous guests. There's always a reason not to, but if you can reframe it and think, how can I make this happen? That's so empowering as well. Thank you so much, Heather. That has been absolutely amazing. So I think you mentioned it already, but just remind everyone, where can they go and find out more about Forces Wives Challenge, or if they want to get involved, where can they follow you?
So visit our website, www.forceswiveschallenge.org. We're also very active on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. So follow us. And yeah, just absolutely love it if as many of the listeners could get involved with our next challenge, hashtag 10 for trees.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's been an absolute pleasure. And yeah, really looking forward to the next adventure as well. Lovely to speak to you. Speak to you soon. Bye.
Thanks, Nikki.
So just a reminder for those of you who are really interested, following my conversation with Heather, to take part in the 10 for Trees Challenge, which is this Saturday the 11th of July. You don't have to be a member of the Armed Forces or a Forces partner to take part in it. It's open to everybody. So please do support. It's an absolutely fantastic initiative. And yeah, just to pick up on one of the points that Heather raised, and I think it was her key message throughout really, which was, if you really want to do something, then go for it. And what I found really interesting was she talked about also having people around who believe in your idea, that you can choose to listen to the people who understandably show concern or wonder whether it can be done. And it's always useful to take on other people's thoughts, particularly when it comes from experts in the field who, you know, are looking to keep you safe or ensure that you're well prepared. But it's also not letting go of the seed of idea. And often when we have a seed idea of an idea, it's born of our own experience. It's very rarely something that's totally mad and out there. It's often something that is built on years of thought, of experience, of understanding, and it doesn't usually hit us like it might come, it might feel like it comes out of the blue, but actually it's a combination of our experiences, our understanding over time, and our knowledge and our skills. So there is something, I think, to be said for having faith in that part of ourselves, having confidence in where our ideas come from. And when we do have an idea and it feels that it's burning inside of us and it feels like it's something that we want to take forward, to take all the advice and listen to the expertise, but also to keep going with that idea, to listen to the voices that tell you it is possible and to move forward on that basis. Because as Heather said, actually most things are possible if we follow them through. So yeah, I'd like to leave you with that for today. Again, please do visit the Forces Wife Challenge page and have a look and take part in the 10 for Trees if you can. Otherwise, love to hear from you as always. You can get in touch with me or follow Resilience at Work on Instagram. We're on Facebook, the Everyday Adventure Club, so feel free to join. Otherwise, we will be back again next week with another fabulous guest, and I look forward to seeing you again then. Speak to you soon. Bye.